True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Liam Cohen's debut with the Jacksonville Jaguars. You see ETN go off for 143 yards. Then let's trade our backup running back. That's how much we like ETN. Joe O, Sammy P. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. We want to bring you some fantasy angles, which, you know, as you hear, you all know, with fantasy, that crosses over with props. We've got a game tonight, huge slate in week number two. Some top-notch matchups that we are really looking forward to. We bring in our friend Dave Richard from CBS Sports. Check him out, CBS Sports HQ, CBSSports.com. Find his rankings there, at Dave Richard over on X. Dave, it's been too long. How you been?
Greetings, my fellow Chicagoans. It's great to hear your voice, Joe. Sammy, it's good to see you. Let's win some fantasy leagues this week, man. Let's get if you started 0-1, your season is far from over. Let's get that dub.
Well, I did start 0-1, so we could begin there. Nico Collins got me nothing. Joe Burrow had an awful game. I'm not going to overreact. I'm going to trust the numbers and trust that those guys will be just fine. I'm curious, though, as somebody who's done this at a high level for a long time, do you have a checklist that you like to look at after week one? Is there something that you always find yourself doing after that first slate of games?
The first thing you always do, and it doesn't matter if it's week one or week 18, you go back and you watch the games and you see what went right and what went wrong for every offense. And not everybody has the access to all 22 film, but if you've got it, you might as well use it. Not everybody has access to the data, but if you've got it, you might as well use it. And in the case of both of those things, there's things that look bad, especially for Nico. Less so for Joe Burrow. I think everybody can look at Burrow and say, all right, this dude's gotten off to slow starts. He'll figure it out. There's too much talent around him. It's too big to fail. With Nico, his problem isn't anything about his ability. It's about CJ Stroud really looking panicky. It's about the offensive line in Houston not getting fixed. And now here comes Tampa in week number two. And they weren't as aggressive against Michael Penix as I thought they were going to be. I think they ramp it up this week, and it could be another tough-ish week for Nico Collins, especially if the Texans, with a first-time play caller, just can't adjust quickly enough. That does worry me about Nico. I wouldn't panic on him. I'm certainly not going to bench him. But there are some factors in play in Houston that do make me a little bit nervous for the short time.
Dave, let's talk about the biggest story in the NFL this morning. It is confirmed, at least by Ian Rappaport, Brock Purdy is going to be out for some time. Now, we know Kyle Shanahan lies about injuries, but this one now seems legit when we hear 2 to 5 weeks this morning. Earlier this week, we got the news on Kittle. Unfortunately for Niners fans, it feels like the injury bug picks up where it left off last season. People were so high on San Francisco because of the soft schedule and all that, and they're dealing with injuries at the start of the season once again. You're feeling good if you have CMC. Because everything has to go through him. Everything. Yes, Sam bet him 20-1 for offensive player of the year. That looks good right now. But how do we handle this? What do we do with San Francisco? Is there anybody else that you find playable?
And I was a huge proponent of Ricky Pearsall during the preseason. It's a lot of P's there. I think you've got to really take a big step back on him. I know what Mac Jones did last year in Jacksonville. When he got the opportunity, there were seven starts. His completion rate was good. And he really just spammed targets to Brian Thomas Jr. Could he do the exact same thing this week and moving forward with Pearsall? Maybe. But I just don't think he's that good of a quarterback. His touchdown rate was lower than his interception rate. I think that you have to take a big step back on expectations for everybody in San Francisco except Christian McCaffrey. If I had McCaffrey in fantasy, first of all, when I did draft McCaffrey, I spent the draft capital round eight, round nine to get the backup running back, Brian Robinson Jr. If you have McCaffrey and you don't have Brian Robinson Jr., do yourself a favor, man. Take a player off your bench and exchange him for Brian Robinson, because he's the guy that would play in the somewhat likely event that Christian McCaffrey misses time. I'd want to have somebody on my bench ready to go. So if you're a little thin at running back depth, that's a move you've got to make before week two even starts. And as for the rest of this offense, Juwan Jennings, and Jake Tongas, like everybody's getting excited about him. Man, I don't buy it. I can't buy it. I can't trust it with Mac Jones under center. I'm going to need to see it multiple times. Get well soon, Brock Purdy. You are needed in San Francisco.
Okay. I have McCaffrey, so I don't have Robinson. Do I drop Bateman or Marvin Mims? What do I drop?
What is this? So wait a minute. Robinson's just like straight up available on the waiver wire in your league, huh?
He's available, yes. But I need to drop either Bateman or Mims, because I'm not dropping
first.
Jordan Addison. Okay,
yeah, of Bateman? Course you're not. Bateman first. Mims would be second. Just a little disappointed in how Mims' usage was last week. Maybe that gets ramped up because Bo Nix looked really off on his downfield throws, and Mims is more of a, like, most of his targets are going to be short area targets. Occasionally he can win downfield. And I wonder if they work in Mims a little bit more, especially if they can't get their run game going consistently, which they might be able to do in Denver.
I have a vault of guys that are either suspended or backups, and I'm saving them for a rainy day. Like guys like Caleb Johnson, I have Trey Benson, I have. Just in case we get an injury, I'm going to be A-okay. Is there a quarterback that impressed you that might still be available? There were some guys that had surprisingly big numbers in week one. Is there a guy or two that you might be able to pick off the wire right now?
I'm sure at this point J.J. McCarthy and Michael Penix have already been picked up off the waiver wire in your league. But if for some reason they haven't been, you could stash them. I think McCarthy especially – the first half of that game, I don't think that's the real J.J. McCarthy. I think he's a gamer. I think Penix is too. They both really started to step it up in the second half of their games, and it's week one. And I think especially in the case of McCarthy, barely played in the preseason, so he needed to get some of the rust knocked off. And I think that he can be a good – I think he can run a little bit, like we saw him run for the touchdown against the Bears. But I think he can continue to run even more than he did in week one. And I think he'll get more pass attempts, and his accuracy should be mostly good. And we've seen what Kevin O'Connell can do with quarterbacks before. So I've got him ranked 12th this week. I think J.J. McCarthy can have another good game against Atlanta. And he's someone who absolutely impressed me in week number one.
With Dave Richards, CBSSports.com, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic, you've got Bet Sweats. So we know the Lions like to play at home. They're more comfy. Jared Goff certainly a better player when he is indoors, and that's where they're going. You go from Lambeau Field, where that place was going nuts for Micah Parsons, to now you're going home against the Chicago Bears. Where are you on the worry-o-meter, I guess, if you have Lions? No more Ben Johnson. Now you're back home facing the Chicago defense.
Maybe a 2 when we're talking about the Lions offense, and a stone 0 on the Lions defense. Absolutely not worried about it. The Packers were definitely amped up, and they've got the best pass rush in football. Now, they already had a good pass rush and a deep pass rush without Micah Parsons, and then they add Parsons. Goodness gracious, they're going to be very, very tough for defenses to deal with, or offenses to deal with, including tonight against the Commanders. I think the Lions bounce back in a big way. The Bears a little banged up in the secondary. It looks like Jalen Johnson might play. But, man, it's a night and day difference when it comes to pass rush. Like, Chicago's pass rush is okay. They've got Sweat. They've got Jarrett. Dexter's not bad. but it's not like Green Bay. And the real kryptonite to Jared Goff, and this has been over the course of his career, is pressure. And when he's pressured, he's just not right. Now, the one thing that does also bother me about the Lions offense, they were running plays that just didn't make sense. They were running Jameson Williams and St. Brown 10, 15, 20 yards downfield right into the teeth of the Packers cover two defense. And if they're doing that, then who's open to catch anything short from Jared Goff? And the Packers were rallying whenever he did have to do that. Usually it was Jahmyr Gibbs. They've got to get more horizontal routes baked in. We saw that toward the end of the game last week. The shot to Tesla was a good throw from Jared Goff. I don't think he's a mess whatsoever, Goff. I like him as a start this week in fantasy. And I think that you'll see some bounce back games, maybe the next couple of weeks for Detroit, not just week two. That'll make you feel good about Jahmyr Gibbs, about St. Brown, about Jameson Williams, and even David Montgomery. He should find the end zone this week against Chicago at minimum.
Do you have a special strategy when it comes to defense? I've heard some wild theories over the years. I know guys that like to pick up teams that are playing like the worst offense and kind of rotate that every week. Do you just try and pick one defense and stick with it? How do you attack your defensive strategy in fantasy?
I would prefer to have one great defense and just use them every week, because then it just saves me the trouble of finding another DST from week to week to week. But there is nothing wrong with streaming. That's what it's called, Sammy, is streaming the defense. So one week, like a lot of people drafted the Arizona Cardinals and used them in week one, knowing that they can use them again in week two because the matchup is against New Orleans and Carolina. It seemed favorable for them. Plus, they improved their pass rush over the offseason. When I evaluate a DST, the number one thing I look for is pass rush, because just personal philosophy, pass rush impacts the game the most. And so if there's pressure on the quarterback plays worse. Maybe that's when turnovers happen, and defenses can capitalize on that. I think that's the most important thing. And so when I start a DST, my first question is always, well, do they have a good pass rush? Can that pass rush get to the quarterback? If the answer is yes to both those questions, they're probably going to be in my lineup.
Dave, do you have the best bet for this week?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A best bet for this week?
Yeah. Like from a team perspective, is there a team that you love this week?
I might go back to the Lions and just expect them to do a number on Chicago, because I think defensively they can rally after last week. I know they didn't look so great last week and Terry and Arnold's banged up, but I still like the personnel they have, and they're still running the exact same scheme that they ran with Aaron Glenn. Just hopefully their offense gets their act together. Can we see the Bears get their act together offensively? I'm going to say no. I don't think that they can do that. and so this could be a game where the Lions, you know, I know Ben Johnson playing his old team. I don't think Ben Johnson's really going in deep into his playbook yet. I don't think the Bears offense is capable of running those types of high-level concepts at this point. And their defense is just okay. Dennis Allen takes too many chances. The Lions could win this game by like 17 points, and it wouldn't surprise me.
I'm sure the Bears fans love to hear after week one that Ben Johnson is still learning the player. That's exactly what patient Bears fans wanted to hear.
So I think – I don't know if Ben Johnson is learning the players. I think it's Caleb Williams not being comfortable with more than the most basic of concepts. I mean, he made a couple of really good throws, but he made so many terrible throws. I mean, honestly, like the good from Caleb Williams was mostly when he didn't have to think. He did well, and he ran the ball. And those things were awesome. But anytime he kind of like was back in the pocket, maybe a little bit pressured, he had happy feet, that ball went haywire sometimes. And so I don't know how Ben Johnson moves forward with that as far as like using more intricate plays in his playbook with until Caleb Williams is healthy, not healthy, but like more comfortable with just the basics of football and that offensive line, not protecting him. It gives me bad vibes about where this Bears offense could go. And certainly their inability to compete with a good defense like Detroit's.
These sorts of names are not new to you. I believe they're all in the top 20 of your top 150 this week, but we end up talking about long shots for offensive player of the year, receivers that are really good, maybe ones, but now they can go to that next year. Maybe they're going to be in that conversation with Chase or Jefferson and all. You know, we've talked about, well, JSN, he's going to get everything he did last week. You know, some of the other guys out there, London has that ability. Do you have a favorite receiver that you see heading to that top tier?
As far as like making an offensive player of the year run?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What are the odds right now on Malik Nabers? Did they go up after week one?
Ooh.
They had to have. Yeah, they had to have.
Yeah, they had to. They
so, had I mean, to. I'm going to guess it's 50. Without looking, I'm going to guess it's 50 to 1 or higher.
Okay. I would be all over that. And I know that there's all kinds of issues in play there with his health, and the fact that he's on the injury report isn't a great thing. I think this Giants offense turns everything around when they change quarterbacks, and they really should have done it before the season started. But that, when that happens and when they get Andrew Thomas back at left tackle, I think this Giants offense is really going to be good. And Malik Nabers could be somebody who, I mean, just his pure talent is unbelievable.
He's
one of the most talented receivers in football already. He needs a competent quarterback and one who's not going to take the first read and then panic, which is what Russell Wilson did last week. Jackson Dart won't do that. I think Dart's an interesting rookie of the year bet, actually. And I remember seeing that at 30 to 1 at one point. I honestly, like, I called this before the season. I think the Giants are a playoff team with Jackson Dart.
And then,
It might be 9 wins and that's it, and they sneak in. You know, the NFC, I think, is kind of wide open when it comes to those 6th and 7th playoff spots. But I really do believe in the talent of Jackson Dart, and I think Brian Daboll's a good play caller. And I love Malik Nabers as a talent. And so I could absolutely see all those stars aligning and the Giants making a run. And their defense is very good on paper. And they didn't get their butts kicked by Washington because of their defense. It was because their offense just could not compete whatsoever last week.
All right. Good stuff, Dave Richards, CBSSports.com. Dave, I'll ask you off air about the U and tell the people what you have to say on the other side about this game against USF. That's next. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You've got Bet Sweats, Bet MGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.